Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 20. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word. He's going to stay with the plan. He's going to continue to hurt people of God. He's going to hurt the Israel of God. He's going to hurt the children that are preborn and early born. He's going to do into child trafficking. He's going to do murder mayhem. He's a liar, and he's the father of lies, and he's a murderer, and he's a deceiver, defanged, declawed, but big mouth, very alluring. Don't be surprised that Satan transformed himself into an angel of light and his ministers be transformed into ministers of light. My whole point is obvious. The devil, he may seem to be all powerful, but he is not. He is permitted to have access to whatever treasure trove of dark arts that he may have so that he might wreak the greatest havoc. This world is filled with evidence for every man and woman and boy and girl that Jesus is the Christ and they need to run to him, but there must be a test. The devil becomes the test and everybody is subjected to him. And right now, the entire world is seeing, not only in America, but also all over the world, right? That the devil is afoot. The global economy is on the agenda, the globalization, the subjugation, all kinds of terrible things on the agenda that God said would happen. And the devil's continuing like a moth to the flame to go ahead, hey, the door's open, I'm going in. He can't stop himself because he is consumed with his wickedness and his wisdom has been corrupted. So I say to you, very important to have a good theology of who the devil is. You know, the Bible tells us that I've given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions. And if you're not sure what this is saying, he says, and all the power of the enemy. You and I have authority. One day we're going to rule and reign with Christ on this earth. And we're also going to judge the angels, which we're going to see. But I just want you to know, the devil's been defanged and declawed, but he's got a big mouth. Once you're in God's family, you are saved, but you're not safe. I said, once you're in God's family. I didn't say once you were at church. I didn't say once, you know, you prayed a prayer because you wanted a fire insurance policy. I didn't say once you congratulated yourself of being smarter than other people because you get it, you're going to play the game. And you're going to say, I can slide on into the family and do my own thing. No, there's something wrong with a heart that thinks that way. You have to be careful. You may recall in the book of Acts where the Bible talks about a man named Simon. He was following the disciples around and he says, I'll give you money if you'll let me have this gift of being able to cast out demons and heal people. And Peter looked at him and he says, you son of the devil. He says, you're going to perish. Your money perish with you. You are in the gall of bitterness, I perceive. You've never even known the truth that you have professed previously. Now, the Bible says in verse 2 again, back in chapter 19, he laid hold on the dragon. He took him with authority. Took him by the scruff of the neck, if you will. It just really puts things in perspective. What an amazing God we have that sends an angel to just take this devil and turn him into a whimpering little created being that will be displayed for all. But he's not out yet. He's down, but he's not out. And the Bible says he's bound for 1,000 years. Now, there are people who don't understand the whole concept of the millennial kingdom. If you're looking at churches and you move somewhere, because you're not looking for churches now, you got one, okay? You're home, okay? But if you have to move and you go somewhere, you go in and you want to find out what the people believe in that church, you could go months without ever really getting a clue that these people do not understand their Bibles properly. But the way you can answer that question is to ask the pastor if he believes his Bible from a dispensational perspective. I'm not going to go down that road, but I'm going to tell you that if he looks at that in bulks, you're looking at somebody who probably, if he doesn't understand dispensationalism, he probably sees the idea of 1,000 years as being an indeterminate amount of time. There are a couple of views of the millennium. We believe in premillennial theology. It's a tenet of taking the Bible literally. And what it means is we believe Jesus will come back at the beginning, pre-millennial. He'll come back, set up a millennial kingdom, and he will rule for a literal 1,000 years. A divider of fellowships with some people is that they believe that it's not a literal kingdom, but it is an indeterminate amount. And some people believe we're living in it now. Some people believe in a thing that's called postmillennialism. They believe we're going to get it good because the church is here. We're going to get the world good. And then we're going to hand the kingdom over to Jesus in good shape. Well, how's that working out right now? I mean, right? Look around the world. If you don't put that in the trash can of history and bad ideas, then you're not paying attention. This world is going sideways in a hurry. So you have amillennialism, indeterminate amount of time. Jesus is ruling and reigning over the church now. Devil's bound. Okay, they got to have that. And if the devil's bound, who is this in my head? Okay, so throwing these thoughts and throwing these temptations. Who's manipulating Disney? Who's manipulating the media? Who's manipulating the powers that be in government across the world? You see, the devil is very active. And the Bible tells us that this is going to be 1,000 years. And if you want to know if he really meant 1,000 years, know this, that in this chapter, 1,000 years is mentioned 6 times. The Bible says 1,000 years in verse 2. Verse 3, it says 1,000 years. Let your eye fall into the passage. Verse 4, it says 1,000 years. Verse 5, 1,000 years. Verse 6, 1,000 years. Verse 7, 1,000 years. 6 times, 1,000 years. I think he means it's going to be 1,000 years, okay? So you've got a Bible that's telling you it's going to be 1,000 years. You've got a Savior who said, when you pray, pray our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come. Okay? We're looking for a real, literal, physical kingdom. It's going to last 1,000 years. The devil's going to be in the abyss for 1,000 years, which is the literal translation of the word bottomless pit. You get the idea that this bottomless pit is a place where falling takes place. The angels that are brought out of the bottomless pit in chapter 9 of Revelation, these demons that come into the world and torment men for 5 months, I'm not going to go back there and reteach that, but it's going to be a really big eye-opener for this world that have been asking for aliens, asking for all kinds of critters that are creepy, and been telegraphing to each other through their movies and through even their theologies. Man, these people are so ramped up for an extraterrestrial that even the Vatican has a telescope that is looking into the heavens, looking for alien people. The Pope himself has said, I'd love to baptize an alien. In fact, this telescope in the Vatican is the most powerful telescope in the world looking for aliens. Go on the internet sometime and look up Vatican and snake building. Go in and look it up, the snake building, and you can find some pretty crazy stuff. There is a demonic thing going on right now in our world. And when that pit is open, a great multitude, like a swarm of locusts, is going to come into the earth. Did you know that there was terrestrial and extraterrestrial people here before the flood? The sons of God interacting with the women and all that, and giants were born, all kinds of weird stuff. We don't know much, but we know enough. And we're at a place now in our world where we are seeing that there is people who are fascinated and have theories about what's going to happen in the next several years. And they're preparing on the basis of their, we could call it, their theology. And they're preparing as a result of what they think might come around the corner. So we see the Bible says the dragon's going to be cast in to the pit for 1,000 years. Look what it is. It says the dragon, who is the devil and Satan. So we have no misunderstanding who he is. He's going to be cast into the bottomless pit. And in verse 3 it says, this angel cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal upon him that he should deceive the nations no more. Do you see a corporate deception? I mean, there used to be a lie here and a lie there, okay? But you know what's really interesting? When you really parse what's going on right now with all of the lies that are being foisted upon us, they're coming to you saying, science, science, science. We're following the science. The same people who are telling you they are following the science right now are the same people who told you that we've been here for millions and millions of years. And they die on that hill. You could be disfellowshipped in the university if you did not believe in Darwinian belief of how this world began. And they've switched it and changed it and manipulated it, and they're constantly bringing it to you. And when you go to the natural museums in our country, they are literally foisting that upon you day in and day out. Now, if your children are taught that they came from a species that evolved into a human, then it's natural for them to behave like little animals. Because there's only two belief systems. One says God created us in perfection, and we fell into sin and have been degenerating, as it were. We've been degrading all the way along the way. Or we evolved from some primordial ooze, and we're getting better and better and better. Now, which one of those belief systems actually fits the paradigm of what your reality is? You say, well, yeah, well, we've got phones. Well, you couldn't create that phone. Well, we've got iPads. We couldn't do that. I ask guys on the job sometimes, I say, you're an electrician. If we were stranded on an island, could you get us some lights? Could you get us some lights going out here on this island? They say, oh, no, I just take wire and plug it in. There's very few people who could put you back into the good place that you and I have found ourselves. It's not the people in this country. We've just got improved means to unimproved ends. The murder, the adultery, the fornication, the abortions, the pornography, the degradation of humanity, it is constantly being ramped up. And now we have a deception that is not isolated here one thing, isolated there one thing. If you're in the backwoods of an unreached people, they might have a witch doctor in his lives. But now we're getting more of a global feel, right? We're getting more of a global sense of things and time. And so we need to be mindful. He's the devil, Satan, who deceives the whole world. The Bible says he'll be in that bottomless pit for 1,000 years. And he will not deceive the nations any longer until, and you might circle that because this game's not over. He's down, not out. Okay? He's down, he's not out. The Bible says until the 1,000 years be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed. And there's a reason for that. You see, the dispensations began in innocence in the garden, and it ends with a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness, where righteousness can settle down and relax. But this 1,000 years is going to be a perfect government. Okay? You had innocence, then you had conscience. People were left to their own devices. They got worse and worse. God had to turn over the plate and wipe it clean with the flood. Then you had human government, then you had the patriarchal season. Eventually it becomes the law of Moses. Then there became grace at the cross, and now we're going to get to this tribulation, bringing Jacob back, and then eventually this millennial kingdom, a perfect government. So we're under grace right now, beloved. And every one of these dispensations has something in common. It ends in failure. You see, in innocence, in the garden, they had one thing they couldn't do, and they did it. In conscience, they were left to their own devices. And right out of the gate, man, you got Abel killed by Cain. Eventually, the whole world's all violent. And then God wipes that out. He gives human government, and that's not doing too well because, you know, all along the way, they're not taking care of anything but maybe somebody murdering somebody. But the next thing you know, you got a Sodom and a Gomorrah out there. What's that doing? God has to wipe that out because they're not behaving with their conscience and they're not behaving with human government because government gave them a place where they could begin to make a few more laws. Not get crazy, but I'm giving you one. You start there. Now you got to figure out what is shedding men's blood mean? What does that mean? Subsequently, each one failed. What happened with the law? God gave them the Mosaic law and they failed it. They couldn't keep it. They ended up going after everybody else's gods. They said, we don't like this one. We're going to trade him in. And they try to incorporate him. And then with grace, where are we now? Where is the church in the world today? Not doing too well. A little bit on life support, right? And what's happened is because the church is on life support, the world is decaying. Because we haven't been testimonies of righteousness and holiness and commitment to the Lord and lifting up the standard and answering the lies with the truth. There are a few people who go out and answer the lie of science, science, science with the truth, but it's few and far between, as they say. And I say to you that we're looking at a time where there's 1,000 years on the agenda. It's going to be a time where the devil's taken out of the equation, where the world's going to have a perfect government, and for 1,000 years, God's going to have his people, Jesus at the helm, ruling with a rod of iron. Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio, and I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies, and we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.